Hello guys, it's me Arnab and you are listening to the podcast is Racing Ready by Arnab Chakravarti, and this is episode number 53 and I'm talking about AEW Fight for the Fallen review, because I see AEW Fight for the Fallen, this was absolutely interesting, and even each and every match was also interesting, and I really love this Fight for the Fallen pay-per-view, and I really appreciate for each and every wrestlers. They performed very fantastic way and not getting any kind of a panic situations, and especially Chris Jericho, that he faced the second mission and he finally defeated, and everything was happened in the Fight for the Fallen. Okay, actually it was a pain happily. Actually it was held on sorry it was placed on Charlotte, North Carolina, and venue was also here on Bojangles Coliseum, and this is absolutely awesome, Bojangles Coliseum, and it is Charlotte available, and I see this match as the Elite, Kenny Omega, Matt Jackson, Nick Jackson, Doc Gallows, and Carl Anderson versus Hangman Adam Page, The Dark Order, Evil Uno, Stu Grayson, John Silver, and Alex Reynolds. This is a 10-man tag team elimination match. This match was, what you could just say, everybody was frustrated about the Elite. This Elite was continuously winning match. Every matches was winning. And even, you could just say, Evil Uno played very well. Stu Grayson and even John Silver and Alex Reynolds, they played from the Dark Order. He played very fantastic way. So, what you can suggest about these fantastic things? But I can just say about that, this Elite has dominated the All Elite Wrestling, and the Elite has challenged so many times, but the main disturbance is it was that they lost everything, they lost respect, they lost power, everything, but they gained the power with the Elite as a tag team, or you could just say the Bullet Club. This was the most important things, it was that, and I see that last Hangman Page was trying to survive this match, but Kenny Omega was absolutely confused at how Hangman Adam Page was surviving, and you just say Kenny Omega has fighted so many times. They're helping with the team, they're cheating, they're doing whatever it means to do that. You could just say the return of the New World Order, but the main thing is this team is not gonna surviving. The final thing it was that it is gonna demolishing each and everything. One team will come as a superhero and they will destroy the Elite. This is not a challenge, but this is gonna be happening in the future. These things you should have to remember, because so many dangerous teams came, such as WWE bring back the most dangerous things, such as the Shield, the Wyatt Family, you could just say Retribution, you could just say Nexus, and even so many tag team came to dominate WWE and hitting so many superstars, but ultimately what you got the result, they finished. This was most disappointing things it was that, and it was said that had Page and the Dark Order won, they would have received a future match for Omega's AEW World Championship and the Young Bucks AEW World Tag Team Championship respectively. This is the main thing, was that. The next match, it was that FTR, Cash Wheeler and Tex Harwood with Tully Blanchard versus Santana and Ortiz with Conan. This is the biggest disappointment of Conan's, and you could just say Latin American exchange with Santana and Ortiz, that lost the match. It was a tag team match, normal tag team match. This was the biggest disappointment ever. FTR wins, and I see that FTR had played very fantastic way, Cash and Dax. So this is gonna be interesting ever. And FTR's the revival, you could just say the revival was also here in WWE. They got the tag team champions, and I could just say about that FTR's match was really very very interesting match. The next match was Lance Archer versus Hikuleo, and I'm talking about Hikuleo. He is the son of King Haku. He is the former WWF champion. He is a former New Japan Pro Wrestler and WCW wrestler. And WCW wrestler, he is named as Mang. And I see this match, Mang versus Goldberg. He is the one strongest wrestler ever in WCW history. But the thing is, Goldberg survived. This is the main important thing, was that King Haku was getting older, but if he tried to return in WWE, then he can face again. But I could just say about that Haku was a legendary wrestler, Japanese wrestler, and his son Hikuleo was also a greatest wrestler ever, and he placed in New Japan Pro Wrestling, and he's a part of Bullet Club, and this is a singles match for IWGP United States Heavyweight Championship. This is the main thing, it was that. The next match, it was that Christian Cage and Jurassic Express, Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus with Marco Stunt versus Hardy Family Office, Angelico and Private Party, Isaiah Cassidy and Mark Quinn with Matt Hardy. This match was really very interesting match, but it ended very short match, 4 minutes and 30 seconds. And even Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus played a very fantastic match, and even Christian Cage had played a fantastic match ever. And this, let's just say, Christian Cage debut in AEW, I don't know why he left WWE. You returned in ring for so many years, and I really didn't understand Christian Cage signed in AEW. Okay, it's good. He got his arms and he faced so many matches and finally defeated Matt Hardy. It's a little, you could just say, old rivalries. Yes, I really loved it. The main match was that Thunder Rosa versus Julia Hart with Brian Pillman Jr. and Cliff Garrison. She is a singles match, and Thunder Rosa was also a woman of wrestling, a part of Wrestler Impact Wrestler and the National Wrestling Alliance, you could just say NWA. She faced Julia Hart, and finally Thunder Rosa defeated. Only 4 minutes she ended, defeated Julia Hart. And I was really very impressive that she faced Julia Hart. I can just say she's the greatest wrestler of all time, and Thunder Rosa was also greatest wrestler as a female division, as a women's division, or you could just say as a diva. She is a dangerous the right side face was, we could just say, the face paint, but looking very dangerous. The last match it was that the paintmaker Chris Jericho versus the Destructor, we could just say, Nick Gage. And I would say that this match was a no rules match. It's a hardcore match. And I really loved this match. It was because Chris Jericho got some attention with Nick Gage he faced. And you could just say Chris Jericho using his chairs and Nick Gage using tube lights. And hitting Chris Jericho's head, his back, and I see that the broken glass of tube light hitting Chris Jericho's head twice, just looking there, just hitting and attacking. The blood and sweat was coming, so many blood was came from his head. Not only Chris Jericho's came, but even Nick Gage was also getting hit. But I see that as a power slam, I see that the top rope slam. After that, Nick Gage was falling into the glass. The glass was broken, and the broken glass pieces were attached to Nick Gage's back. But he's a Destructor, and I see that. And the pizza cutter take. He took the pizza cutter and just giving it torture. Chris Jericho, and this kind of torture was really interesting. This is a true hardcore matches, and this hardcore matches was really very very interesting, and every hardcore fan should support this Nick Gage fighting match, because he uses his tube light, and he is a former GCW wrestler, and this was really interesting. Nobody should say that he is a hardcore wrestler. And suppose if Nick Gage was in the ECW, then he will started torturing so many wrestlers. Like Tommy Dreamer, Rob Van Dam, Rhino, Sabu, Sandman, and very, very most important thing is, you just say, ECW legend Taz. But you could just say, Nick Gage was also a Destructor. He loves fighting hardcore matches. And this is a fantasy match. Suppose if Nick Gage was fighting against Tommy Dreamer, Rob Van Dam, will Nick Gage win or loss? It depends upon that. But I would say is that I see this match, John Moxley versus Nick Gage. He came on GCW and John Moxley hit Nick Gage with the dirty deeds with this thing. It was happened. I really understand that this match was getting very interesting match. But I know that this was as a scripted match, but some scars, some cuts was showing on the body. Even you can just say about that, Nick Gage's face turned into a steel palms, hinks, everything. But look into the face, look into the hat. He taken seriously fighting his hardcore matches. Okay, just say this is the everything interesting like that. And I really love this fighting match. In the main event, Chris Jericho faced Nick Gage in a no rules match as part of Labors of Jericho, set up by MJF, who joined commentary for this match. Match included many dangerous spots involving light tubes and glass, but in the end, Jericho won. MJF then announced
that next week Sharipov will face Juventud Guerrero. You can just say, I will say Juventud Guerrero. Juventud Guerrero is a former WCW wrestler. He is a famous luchador and in the Mexican wrestling, and he was also a former WWE wrestler, Juventud Guerrero. You could just say Juventud Guerrero. He's coming back so many years in TNT, and I see that match on WCW Saturday night. Juventud Guerrero, or you could just say Juventud Guerrero versus Chris Jericho. This match in WCW, I never born in those days. This was a 90s match, but this match was really happening on AEW Dynamite Homecoming. This was the most important thing. These things is gonna coming back so many years, and I would love to see this match, because I never see this match, Juventud Guerrero's match. And even I see that on reality of wrestling, Chavo Guerrero faces Juventud Guerrero, but I see that Chavo Guerrero defeated Juventud Guerrero. Chavo Guerrero was also a luchador wrestler, he's a Mexican wrestler. And this luchador stars was so many years. And I see the tag team as a Mexico, so it's super crazy. Juventud Guerrero, Psychosis, you can just say. You can say so many wrestlers like that. And even I see that these three wrestlers are here. Wait a second. And even I see that there are only three teams that from the Mexicos, like Super Crazy, Juventud Guerrero, and Psychosis. There are three players have faced, but there is the greatest wrestler, and the Mexicos was also in a WCW, and they returned their debut on SmackDown, and he brought the car and just driving, which is, but I can just say, if the Mexicos coming back on AEW, then you could just say that it's back. The old days are back. The facing, the old days are back. And if it's coming in WWE, I see that some matches, Super Crazy versus Psychosis, and they faced both wrestlers also, Psychosis and Super Crazy. They are the greatest tag team wrestlers. Muy loco. I really love it. So finally, that's the end of today's podcast, and I really love this pay-per-view, AEW Fight for the Fallen. I will say that I will give 5 out of 5 stars again, because the match was really interesting, and even the last match, Nick Gage versus Chris Jericho, this no rules match was really very very interesting. I really love it. So I would give 5 out of 5 stars, and that's the ending of the today's podcast. If you love this podcast, then follow to Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and many more. Just join us, just listen to us, and that's the ending of the today's podcast. So, bye, see you on the next podcast. The Wrestling Ready Boy, and check out the sponsor by Anchor. Bye-bye.